here we have Melissa and Jerry. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
We're great. We're great. I was listening to the words, definitely to the song. It's, it is the time.
It is the time. And today's the time to sprinkle a little bit, which is good.
Yeah, yeah. Just enough rain. We don't have to go out and water ourselves, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The first thing we wanted to do was to mention that the first farmers market is this Saturday from 10 to 1 at the fairgrounds. So good time to get out there and get things if you are not growing them yourselves. So, and those of us that are experienced know that you need to get there by 10:01 if you want to get the best produce. So Jerry is here today, and Jerry gardens at home. He gardens at the community garden, and he gardens at Henderson Farms. So you're doing all kinds of stuff,
he's
and he's going to tell us a little bit about those other options today.
Well, particularly the community garden in Henderson Garden. The community garden is a facility that's owned by the borough, and it makes space available to individuals who want a garden, and it's a nice sunny area at the fairgrounds. And the beds are 4 feet by 8 feet. Some are a little bit larger, some are a little bit smaller. And there are 40-something beds available. Currently, there are some more beds that are open. So if people are still, and it's still early enough to plant things, you can request if you, there's a group of people who sort of run it. And if you contact me through KHNS, then I'll put you in touch with those folks so that you can go look at the bed and receive it. The rules are at that place is that you keep the area around your individual bed free of weeds and you cut the grass around there, that you do tend the bed, and that you garden organically. That means no synthetics, fertilizers, or pesticides or any such thing as that. And it's a real congenial group. Everybody helps each other out. If somebody goes out of town, we watch their garden. So it's a really nice group. All the beds are raised, and the soil has been taken care of either well or poorly by the previous person who grew there, or it may have even been fallow for the time before you get it. But please, if you're interested in gardening and you don't have a sunny area in your spot, this is a great place to go garden.
Oh, and it's a great place to learn from other gardeners if you're new to the area. What does it cost to rent a bed for the summer?
It's really exorbitant. I think it's $8 for a summer.
Ooh.
Yeah,
ooh.
For a 4x8 bed.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot. So if you're new to Haines and want to go take a look at that, it is right at the fairgrounds, and it's all nicely fenced. Now, when you say that they have to farm organically or grow organically, can't use any fertilizers. There are organic pelletized fertilizers. They're clearly marked as organic. Can they use those kinds of things?
Yes. If it's labeled organic, it can be used. And the seeds do not have to be organic labeled seeds.
Okay.
And there are no restrictions at all about GMO products, but home gardeners usually don't grow GMO products anyway. So.
Not too much, yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful site and all kinds of interesting things that go on there. So, yeah, take a look. And
yeah, and there are tools there. There's a shed that has garden tools in it. There's
and
a weed
hose.
Eater to help police your area if you want to, and mm-hmm. and again, there are always people around to help.
Yeah.
But it really is. It's a fun place to go, and there's always somebody roaming around in there. And there's even a fence to keep the bears out if you want to plant carrots.
Bears love carrots. Yeah, you can tell where the bears have been in the fall by following the sign that's orange. Okay, and then you also are up at Henderson Farms. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Henderson Farm is an area right above where the borough has a staging facility off the highway. Excuse me. And it's a part of an area that Bob Henderson, who has legendary skills in gardening, had a place. And he also had animals on that land at some time. So the soil is absolutely gorgeous. It's deep black soil, and it has the strange ability to be able to hold water, yet at the same time release it, so that the top of the soil drains well, but the substrata holds enough moisture so that the plants planted on the top really do have access to the water without having constant wet feet. It's wonderful soil. The areas are available. The group that I'm in has 8 people. Bob Licks is the sort of leader of the group. And we get together and decide what we want to plant. And we have about a half acre that the 8 of us plant. And it's just been wonderful. We share the produce, and what's extra we sell at the farmer's market. And Nick and Leah have an area in there that they are going to grow vegetables and also use as their sort of experimental station to try to develop the seeds that they want to develop that are best for this area.
And that's with Found Root, their seed company.
Yeah. Okay. But anyone, there's another person who started, but I'm not sure that they're going to continue. So that the land is available through the Bald Eagle Foundation, because Bob Henderson, mm-hmm. when he died, left that land to the Bald Eagle Foundation. Mm-hmm. And this area is available for people who want to develop a garden.
Now, is there a water source for that, too?
There is water. It's water. I'm not sure what the source is, but there is water available, supplied by the Bald Eagle Foundation.
Okay. Is there a rental fee for that?
There is. I think it's exorbitant. I think it's 2 cents a square foot for an
Figure
area.
Figure that one out. Yeah. I'll take 1 square foot.
A 4x8, 32 cents would cost you, a 4x8 section would cost you 84 cents, I guess.
Yeah.
But there are 2 issues there. One is that this is old field, mm-hmm. and the grass and turf and weed stand there is really quite formidable. And to develop a garden there, you have to have a strong back and a strong heart to get through the surface soil and to get to the subsoil. Mm-hmm. You have to remove that stand of grass that's there.
The turf. Over top.
And Cheryl does not want any structures built, so you can't really put raised beds there. And I think the reason is pretty obvious, that if you build a bunch of raised beds and something happens that you can't maintain it,
it
falls on them to have to remove it.
Right.
So it makes sense that they don't want any permanent structures there.
Mm-hmm. Could you put temporary kind of structure that you would then move at the end of the year?
I think the problem is if you put a temporary structure, but no one is there to remove it, mm-hmm. it's not temporary anymore.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, they have hoop beds, hoop house. What do you call those little
hoop houses? There is not one now. There is hopes to put one.
Okay, I mean the row covers that you have over them. Yeah, so
yeah,
that
yeah,
kind
we
of
do
stuff
have row
okay.
covers.
Yeah,
okay, and
but it's a piece of plastic shoved into the ground as opposed to a bed that's composed over. So it's covering the soil. It's not mm-hmm. An amendment to the permanent structure.
Okay, and this is up above AML.
Yes.
Okay. And how many acres are there? How many acres are under cultivation at this point? What's available for people?
There's plenty available. Mm-hmm. It looks to me, I'm not sure, but just eyeballing it, it looks like there are 4 to 6 acres up there that are available. And I would say at the most, 1.5 acres is under cultivation, more like 1 acre. So there's plenty space that's available. Okay. But it does require heart and back to be able to get to it. And I would discourage an individual, but a group that wants to have a garden there would really be happy there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Henderson used to plant hay in that field or straw or something for all his horses. So there's there's years worth of stuff to cut through before you get to the dirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the soil is unimaginably beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then all of that turf can be composted. So mm-hmm. there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know he had horses in there right. 10 years ago. Right. And
cows were there when the army was here.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a big that whole area up there was cattle.
Yeah, and I know he had corn that was fantastic. Outside
carrots.
Corn. I'm jealous. Yeah, yeah. That's hard to grow here. So it's a south-facing slope,
south-facing
it's perfect.
Slope. Correct. And again, the drainage of the soil, it's not just the characteristics of it. I've been working there. This is only the second year, maybe the third, but 3 years ago I had a lab test the soil. And without any amendments being put in it, the soil was ideal to high in all of the beneficial nutrients that were tested by the laboratory. It was a pretty extensive sample.
Mm. Great. Now, is that also organic?
It is organic. And again, it's the honor system. No one is there checking. Uh-huh. But Cheryl's, the Bald Eagle Foundation feels it's very, very important to have only organic materials used there.
Okay, very good. So two opportunities there, one with the community garden, and they should contact you, Jerry, to...
Contact me, and then I'll put you in contact with the because there used to be one person who run, Lizzie Rizak, used to be the sole coordinator of the community garden, and now it's fallen to a group of four people, and I'm not one of the four, but I can put you in touch with them.
Okay.
And Bob Lix is the head of our group that is developing a section of that, but I think for a new section, if you're not interested in joining our particular group, then a new section, you'd have to contact the Bald Eagle Foundation.
Cheryl McRoberts. Okay. So for the community garden, contact Jerry at garden@khns.org and also send your questions to us. We would love some questions. We're not getting any questions. So either we've answered them all or we're too soon into the season. I'm not sure which. And then on the Henderson Farms contact Bob Lix, and he's in the phone book?
Correct, he's in the phone book.
Mm-hmm. Great, yeah. So that's two really wonderful opportunities, especially for people who don't have a good place to garden at their own home, or they're here on a temporary basis, or, you know, for a few years, or even just for the summer. They can get involved there and grow their own produce. So those are great options. And we just, was it last week, had the salt and soil, with Mardell or with Meredith talking about that program coming along, and then the farmers market starting this coming Saturday, and it's going to be, I think, every Saturday this year is the plan.
Nice.
So, yeah, so get there and get there early. For those of you who are gardeners, once again, the best fertilizer is a farmer's footsteps, and this time of year, that means a lot of footsteps. So think about, as you're gardening this year, one thought is to take some notes. Am I growing what I want? Am I experimenting a little bit? Am I getting too much of anything, not enough of anything? Am I overwhelming myself? Uh-huh. You know, kind of pay attention to that, because gardening should be fun.
It shouldn't be
a chore.
Right.
And in the spring, sometimes it's easy to think, oh, yeah, I can handle 10 acres.
And I can remember what I put where.
Yeah. One of my goals for next year is to keep a daily journal. I have a friend who does that, and I always thought that was very compulsive on her part, but I think it was very wise on her part.
Yeah,
it turns out.
I ignored all of your, you know, let's mark them, and I don't, I got what I want, but I don't know where they are.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, surprise.
They're growing, but I don't know where they are.
Yeah, well, when it gets time to harvest, maybe you'll be able to figure it out. Another thing to think about, and it's probably getting a little late here, because you should be pretty well planted by now, but as you're planning out your garden, think in terms of some permaculture zones. So those plants that need the most attention, the daily attention, those should be closest to your house or in a very convenient place to get to. And the things that don't require as much attention, they can be further away. So just sort of, you know, think about how to handle your energy level with your garden so that it stays fun.
Also the things that you want. Uh-huh. The things that you want that are going to use, like herbs, you want to put those real close to your kitchen.
Yeah, your kitchen
so
garden.
Just go outside and clip the basil or the, well, basil's hard to grow outside, but you clip the dill or the cilantro or, or thyme or oregano and bring it right inside.
But not under the sloping side of your house because it'll get covered with snow.
Right. Yeah. Pay attention to the snow shed.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, thank you and
thank you
happy
so
gardening,
much.
Everybody.
All right. Big gardening opportunities out there. Take advantage of them. I'd like to see a huge farm across the street from my house. That would be great. Okay, 9 o'clock, and you are tuned to KHNS.